Welcome back, Warrior fans. As you can hear, we got some music in the background, meaning that we're still in pregame here. I just need to check a couple settings, make sure everything looks good. It does. So we got about 6.5 minutes to go here before the start of the boys' game. Amity Warriors hosting the Clatskanie Tigers. Clatskanie comes into this with a 3-1 record. They played Rainier, Sio, and Scappoose and Portland Adventist. They lost to Scappoose 58-37, knocked off Rainier by 20, Sio by 9, and Portland Adventist by 9 points as well. The Warriors are 2-2 with losses to Oregon Episcopal and De La Salle North Catholic, wins against Willamina and Catlin Gable. The Warriors are not going to score a lot of points. Their high this year has been 59. Their low has been 31. Not a high-scoring team. They're a team that's going to win with defense, rebounding, ball control, getting high-percentage shots, and they're not going to rely on the three-point shot. I think the most they've hit in one game is maybe 4 this year. Just don't have a lot of great three-point shooters. We've got about 4 or 5 kids that can make one, but they're not the high-percentage, high-volume three-point shooters that we've had some of in the past. There's no Michael Duncans out here, for example, or Devin McShane's. And so Coach McShane, Devin McShane, having to figure out how to win without having great outside shooters. But he does have some guys who can score. He's definitely got some guys who can rebound, and I don't know if he's got Reagan back this game, Reagan Clark, but if he does, that helps his rebounding and defense inside. But joining me tonight, Ron Huber's doing the clock, and joining me, Jake Bernards. How you doing, Jake?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Jake is a former Amity basketball player. He was kind of like Reagan. Gonna go in there, put a body on somebody, get some rebounds, make it easier for everybody else to do their job.
Yeah, get a few fouls.
Did you pick up some fouls in your career, Jake?
A little bit.
A few here and there. I remember them trying to get you a 3 late in like your last game or some last home game, trying to get you a 3-point shot.
Yeah, I started out the season shooting pretty well, and then I got that privilege revoked. I understood, though. I wasn't the best shooter in the world.
As long as you had lots of time to kind of set your feet and load up, you were okay.
Yeah, yep.
You could spot up and shoot if everybody else was focused on Josh and Keenan and, you know, whoever else. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know if Reagan's going to get minutes tonight or not. They need him, but he's coming off being sick, and that's just been going through. We have Eliza Nisley out sick for the girls right now. If you just talk about players that have missed practices or games for the Warriors, besides Reagan, Evan Berkey was out for a couple practices. I think Gavin Watson missed a practice or two. JJ missed a practice or two this week. So it's just been kind of hitting everybody, not horribly, but enough for them to miss a few days. Reagan had a fever for about 3 days and just felt cruddy for a couple more days, had no energy. So it's a good time of the year to get it out of your system.
Yeah, before league and playoffs, yep.
So have you had a chance to watch the Warriors play this year?
I have not, but looking at them warm up, I mean, they definitely passed the eye test to me. I mean, we have definitely some height, some shooters, some ball handlers. I mean, it looks like you have makings for a pretty good team.
Well, what their calling card this year in the games they've won has been their defense. They've gotten after people. Evan Berkey has shown himself to be maybe the best man defender we've seen here, just flat out taking on the point guard from the other team and making life difficult for him that we've seen. I don't know how, maybe since Zach Wilson. That's going back quite a few years. Zach was a tremendous man defender. Evan has that same good length, good quickness, doesn't really gamble a lot, just stays in front and makes the guy have to work really hard. Keenan was a phenomenal defender, but he was just all over the place. He'd leave his man and go help all over the court, kind of freelance out there a little bit. Rarely was just trying to shut one guy down. So Evan, you know, when we were over in Willamina, that was a game where we were struggling offensively. and we weren't doing a very good job defensively. And then he took on just in man defense, taking on their point guard, their best player. And from the time in the second half when he guarded him, he shut him out completely in the third quarter after he had 13 in the first half, shut him out in the third quarter. And the guy scored, I think, 3 points in the fourth, but had to work so hard for every shot. And that's really when Evan just focuses on that. He's a great passer as well. Not a great offensive player, but a very good passer, facilitator, and defender. And so when he plays that role, everybody else is better.
Sounds like an old-fashioned point guard right there.
A little bit, yeah. Don't worry about putting the ball in the hoop. You'll get a bucket here and there, but it's more about actually running the team and doing a good job with that. So getting ready for starting lineups here. And it looks like it's going to be Mather and JJ, Trent, Carton. I don't know who it is, actually. Too many guys are taking off warm-ups now. Not JJ. So it's going to be Colby Nyseth. And you don't have one of these. There's an extra one.
As a member of the OSAA, it is our intent to conduct all athletic events within a framework of good sportsmanship.
If you want them, you're going to have to go get them. I don't have them. I thought those were both, but they're not. I thought they had them on both sides. So for the Warriors, it's going to be Trent Carton, who is a junior this year. And he's probably their best all-around offensive player. Has the ability to knock down some threes. He can do some, put the ball on the floor a little bit, get to the rim, finds a way to get to the foul line. As we mentioned, Evan Berkey will start at that point guard position. Andrew Grove gives you a third guard, and then a fourth guard out there is going to be Mike Mather, another senior. Colby Nyseth will be your muscle inside with the starting lineup. And then coming off the bench for this team, you'll have J.J. Howard, George Meeker will be kind of those first two guys off the bench, I think. If I don't know if Reagan's getting minutes yet tonight. If he does, he'll be coming off that bench. And then possibly Gavin Watson and a little bit of Keon Vrell and Dylan Anderson. So those have been kind of the guys that have been playing, except for Reagan, who hasn't played at all this year because between travel and sickness, he just hasn't had enough practices under his belt and been here. So for Klatskanai, it looks like number 5, that is Miles Carter, a senior. Number 10, Nelson Warren, a senior.
First for the Michigan Tigers.
See who else they introduce here.
A sophomore, number 3, Brendan Schroll.
Number 3, Brendan Schroll, a sophomore guard.
Number 5, Miles Carter.
A couple of seniors in Carter and Warren.
A senior, number 10, Nelson Warren.
And then 55,
a senior,
no.
Number 12, Colin Reed.
Number 12 is Colin
senior,
Reed.
Number 55, Jordan Martin.
Now, I do not have that kid. Jordan Martins, number 55. They had him as double zero in the program. So number 55, Jordan Martins, kind of a big space eater, maybe about 6'2", looks like an offensive tackle. We'll give Ron his hat and his vest there. Alright, so Klatskanai, like I said, comes into this game 3-1. I don't know, the teams that they have played in terms of the quality of those teams this year. It's still early in the season, and so records can be a little deceptive. I know we played two of the, probably future playoff teams in the state at OES and De La Salle. They've been consistently in the playoffs. So Colby will be dealing with number 55 inside, Jordan Martins, who's, like I said, looks like an offensive tackle. Looks a little bit like Jake did in high school without the tattoos, though.
Yeah, and without a beard.
That's true. He doesn't have a beard.
Nope.
Jake didn't have the tattoos, but he did have the beard. Maybe the tattoos make up for having not being able to grow a beard.
Ah, I don't know.
You got to look tough, right?
Yeah.
Nyseth will jump center, and he'll be jumping with number 12, Reed. He's about 6'2", lanky kid. Nyseth, of course, very solidly built, especially in the lower body. And Nyseth wins the tap easily to Mather. Mather pushes up the left side in their white uniforms with blue trim, the Warriors out there. Klatskanai in black with red trim. Carton with the drive, misses the lay and got right to the rim and then a jump ball afterwards. Trent not going to be happy about that. Had an uncontested lay-in, really. So jump ball goes to Klatskanai on the alternating possession. Handling the ball, Schroll throws it away, threw it right through the hands of Warren. Warriors will get it on the turnover here. Warriors going right to left in front of us. We're behind the scorer's table here at Amity High School. Grove works his way to the right, gives it back to Mather on the left angle. To Nyseth in the left corner, down on the baseline, back out to Mather, high post, Carton swings it to Grove for three, way too strong. The rebound pulled down inside by Reed. Reed gets it over to Warren. Warren swings it back to Reed on the left angle, extended, back to Warren on the right side. Warren directing traffic, out on top to Carter. Carter looking for a cutter, not there. They swing it back over to Warren on the right wing. They work the ball around the top. Reed back to Warren. Popping out. Carter takes a deep three. Misses that one. Grove with the rebound. Grove pushes hard up the right side. Looking for something. Not there. Carton in the right corner for three. No good. Rebound. Reed. So neither team able to find the basket here early. A minute 20 seconds gone in the first quarter. Warren on the left wing. No cutters there. Hits Martins popping out on top. Gives it up to Schroll. Back to Warren. Warren directing traffic. Mather right up on him. There's a drive by Reed. Bumped by Carton on the drive and fouled. First foul of the game for either team. Jake's going to try to do stats here, too. Good luck.
Trying, yeah.
It's not your stat sheet, is it?
No.
Inbounding the ball. Carter gets it back in the corner. Berkey right up on him. They go down low to Martins. Kicks it back out. Carton tips it away. Evan with it. Leaves it for Grove. Back to Evan. Oh, he drew the foul, but it was on the dish off. He drew the defense to jump into the air and then kind of turned and handed it back to Berkey, but the foul was called on the handoff.
Would have been an easy 2 points if there wasn't a foul there.
Berkey to inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Grove in the corner. Out to Mike Mather. Three-pointer. Bates it in. We'll take that. Just like you draw it up. No smile on Mike's face after that. Got to make it like you meant it. Schroll gives it to Martins. Right angle back to Schroll. Schroll drives into Berkey. Should be offensive. It is! So talking about, Evan saw that coming, got his feet set, held his ground, and let the contact come to him. Drawing charges really requires a lot of patience.
It does. Wes Streeter was great at that.
Oh, best ever here in Amity since I've been here. Oh, thrown away by Grove. Schroll lays it up and in. Got to take care of that basketball. That was an easy one. 1-2-2 pressure put on by Klatskanai. Warriors break it to Nyseth at the Warrior head. He's doubled, he drives, and he's fouled on the drive by Reed, I believe, number 12. That'll be their third foul, or second. Ron's pretty good about getting those team fouls up quick. Nope, third.
Personal foul, number 12.
That's his first. Again, on the baseline, right side of the key. Inbound to Mather. Mather right in front of the rim. Oh. Foul by Martins. Good take by Mike.
That was. Way to go up strong. It's the better defender.
Put the pressure on the defense to deal with you. Too often those little guys will get in there and they don't go into the defender. They try to shoot a fadeaway or dipsy-do. Mike just took it right up and said, either block my shot or foul me. Your choice. I think it surprised Martins. Mather misses a free throw. He has the only points in this game for the Warriors. 3-2 Amity, 5:32 left to go, first quarter. Mike with one more, senior guard. Hits that one, but Evan was in the lane. So no shot. Still 3-2.
Checking in for the timers,
number one, Borsaw into the game. Replaces Reed. Borsaw, a junior. Warren with it. Working against this 2-2-1 pressure. Throws it away. Nyseth with the steal. Looking up. Gets it to Grove. Grove over to Berkey in the corner. Mather for three. No good. Carton with the rebound. Misses the putback. Goes back up. Misses again. Gets it back again and fouled. Trent over three on lay-ins.
Yep.
He's got to be just shaking his head inside. Like, the first one he missed was a drive that he got, I think, easier than he thought it was going to be. This time he missed one right at the rim, maybe thought he was going to get hit from behind, got his own rebound, missed the reverse lay, and got his rebound again, and then got fouled. Hits the free throw. Good pursuit by Trent. Way to stay after the play and not give up on it. One more coming for the junior. Devin McShane calling out what he wants from the sideline. Calling out the defense. Both of them good by Carton. Warriors with a 5-2 lead. Blue looks like a little run and jump. Warriors scrambling on defense. Borsaw gets it across on the left side. Over to Warren out on top. Warriors in man-to-man, no, zone, 2-3 zone, but really extending it on the wings on certain players. Borsaw over to number 5, Carter, out on top. Reed back to Borsaw. Borsaw to swing it back and forth out on top. Warren on the right angle, back to Borsaw, doesn't want to shoot. There's Carton with a steal. Carton takes it in, lays it up and in. Job by Trent to patiently wait for that. We've got a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. Nope, yep. Full timeout. He just changed it. So full timeout taken by Platskanai. We'll take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors up 7-2 here in the first quarter on KLYC in McMinnville.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out. Go Warriors!
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our Doctor of Physical Therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Platskanai with the ball after the timeout. 7-2 Warriors. Warren gets it across half court to Reed down low. Martins backs in, misses the shot, puts it up again, misses again, rebound inside Reed. He is fouled. Martins missed two point blank ones there over Carton.
Muscled him right into the paint there.
Yeah, using his bulk just to kind of back Trent down. You got a switch on there, and Trent trying to handle a kid that probably outweighs him by 70 pounds. Reed's free throw, not even close. Right and long. Coach Combs has been there quite a while, talking to him about shooting form. Misses the second one as well. Carton with the rebound. So Warriors still up 7-2. Carton head to Grove on the left wing. Back out on top. Drive by Evan Berkey. Kicks it out to Colby. Not a good pass. Colby digs it out. Back to Evan. Fakes the pass. Swings it to Carton. Right corner three. No good. Long rebound. Colby Nyseth chases it down. Out on top. Berkey with it again. Over to Grove on the left wing. Back out to Berkey. Devin telling him what he wants out there. Grove, Carton, down low, Nyseth. Surveys the court, backs his way down, traveled.
Yep.
Martins gave a little ground there, and I think that messed Colby's balance up.
Yep, had a little stutter step there.
Meeker and Anderson coming into the game. They'll replace Nyseth and Mather. 7-2 Warriors, 3:32 left to go first quarter.
replacing Colby Neistat and Mike Adams.
Warren, looking at this pressure, gets it over to Rosov, back over to Warren. Ahead, Reed, skip pass, right side, three-point attempt by number five. That's Carter. He misses. Berkey with the rebound, throws long ahead to Meeker, can't pull it in. Not a bad attempt, trying to push that tempo a little bit. Just a little long on the pass. Borsov with it. And Warren, they play catch in the backcourt, surveying this 2-2-1 defense. Finally get it across with a couple seconds remaining. In the corner, Reed. Back out to Warren. High post or mid post to Martins, and he is fouled by Anderson reaching in. That's okay to let him catch that. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yep, you don't need to stick your arm in there.
He was 8-9 feet up the side of the lane. I don't think he's going to shoot from there. In the corner, Carter. Back out on top, Reed. Right angle, Warren with it. Meeker on him. Skip pass over. Carter for a deep three. No good. Rebound. Reed over Meeker. Lays it up. Misses. Gets it back. Tipped out of bounds by Grove.
I think 12 there is a little bit surprised that when he got that rebound, he was right underneath the basket there.
Yeah, he didn't. It was an ugly putback.
Yep.
Martins hands it off to Carter on the inbound. Out to Reed. Reed over to Warren on the right wing. Trying to look into that. Still mid-post to Martins, but Anderson doing a good job of denying now. They get it to Carter. Drives. Lays it up. Misses the lay-in. Good defense there by the Warriors. Carton to Anderson. Anderson back out to Berkey. Berkey drives. Down deep. Leaves it for Meeker, who misses the uncontested lay-in. We saw a couple of those in the girls' game. Great pass by Berkey.
It's a fantastic pass.
Borsog gives it up to Warren. Latsk and I looking to get more than 2 points here in this first quarter. There's another missed shot, this one by Warren. Anderson with the board. Grove pushes it across half court and then slows it up. 1:50 to go first quarter, 7-2 Warriors. Meeker looking for the cutter. Grove not there. Gets a little screen from Berkey. Meeker back out to Anderson. Now to Grove on the right wing. Gives him a screen. Grove back to Anderson. Down low. Pump fake. Up with the right hand. Misses. Meeker lays it up and in. George Meeker is sneaky around the basket. He does things that shouldn't happen. We've got a foul on Carton. That's his second. And that'll get him out and Watson in. Not a good foul. Little reach-in foul on the press.
Nope.
That's not the point of the press to try to reach in and get steals. You're trying to make them make a bad pass. Like that one right there, but they get it back somehow. Ends up in the high post after it goes past the guy it was intended for. Borsaw over to Warren on the right side. Hands off to Reed. Reed turns the corner. Carey traveled it. Got that caught on his hip a little bit as he turned that corner. Anderson, Grove, Berkey, Meeker, and Watson on the floor for the Warriors. Everybody under 6 feet tall, or 6 feet and under. Meeker with the drive, kicks to Anderson in the left corner, back out to Grove. Grove to Berkey. He'll take a three from the right angle, hits it! There we go, all by himself. Hadn't shown any proclivity to shoot until that point. The defense sagged off him. Warriors up 12-2. There's a steal by Berkey. Takes it all the way in. Misses. Watson misses the putback. And Borsaw with the rebound. 12-2 Warriors. 40 seconds and counting to go first quarter. Warren. Hands off to Reed on the right wing. Skip pass over to Carter. Down in the corner. Borsaw for three air balls. A good defense by Watson to challenge. Meeker with the rebound. 25 seconds to go. Meeker, top of the key. Berkey at the Warrior head with it. Calls out the play. And I think Devin wants one shot here. Back it out. 13 seconds to go. 12-2 first quarter. Meeker with seven. Now to Grove, popping out, ball fake, drives, scoops, and scores! And that is the end of the first quarter. You can't draw it up any better than that, Jake.
That was a great play. I thought they were going to go for the three, drove it in.
14-2 Warriors, as we go to the second quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here. The Warriors with a 14-2 lead on the Klatskanai Tigers. Warriors were led in that first quarter. Very balanced. 4 points for Carton, 3 each for Berkey and Mather on three-pointers, 2 for Grove, 2 for Meeker. And just the 2 points for Brendan Schroll for Klatskanai. See if the Warriors can keep up this defensive level of intensity here. Same five on the floor for the Warriors. Watson, Berkey, Grove, Anderson, Meeker. Berkey with it out on top, leaves it for Grove. Going the corner to Meeker for 3. No good. Watson battles. Had it. Lost it. Oh, went up and got that with a one-hand rebound. Couldn't corral it. 2-2-1 pressure for the Warriors. Warren with it. Works it up across half court. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot, but gets it ahead. Three-pointer from the left corner. Missed. Watson high for the rebound. That was Carter that missed. Watson hands to Berkey. Watson with the best hops around. Went high for that one. Berkey, high post. Anderson back to Berkey on the wing. Steps to the right. Gives it back up to Anderson. Starts to back down. Thinks better of it against this. It's man-to-man? I guess it is. It's kind of a soft man-to-man in a lot of places. Grove on the left wing with it. Drives right. Gets in deep. Up off the glass and in. No help defense there. Warriors up 16-2. Warren across half court. Skip pass.
Ooh.
Gets it to Borsaw. Borsaw drives, lays it up and in. Kind of a broken play there.
It was a very, very lazy skip pass.
Yeah, but it took the defense kind of out of its rotation. Warriors break the pressure. Berkey down low. Anderson kicks it out to Grove. Fakes the 3. Drives. Lays it up. Somebody, I think, the big guy, Martin's got a hand on that shot. We've got a foul on Meeker.
Personal foul, number one.
On the ball as they're bringing it up the floor. 15 foul, both teams with 5 now. And a timeout taken. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll stay right here. Let the cheerleaders have their moment. 6.5 minutes to go, first half, 16-4 Warriors. So what's your observation so far, Jake? First thing that pops into your head that's going on here.
Speed that our boys are playing with. I mean, they're sprinting down the court every opportunity.
Moving the ball well offensively, too.
Yeah, they are.
Getting all five guys involved almost every trip down the floor. And that makes it hard to defend.
Yeah.
Guys are, and we're moving players too. They're not just standing still and moving the ball around the perimeter. They're cutting. The ball's going in and back out. So, all right. Tigers ball. Warriors up 16-4 on Klatskanai. Borsaw with it. Gets a popping out Carter back to Borsaw on the right angle. Gets a screen from Martins. Drives. Gets in deep. Tough shot because Anderson was right on him. Rebound by Meeker. Grove pushes it up the middle of the floor behind the back. Anderson for 3 short. Martins with a flat-footed rebound there. They throw it ahead and Berkey with a steal. That's what I'm talking about. Berkey with great defensive awareness. Meeker in deep, shovels it to Anderson. Pump fake, lays it up, foul. Again, good ball movement. Starts with defense, leads to offense. The Queen would like a word with you, Jake. To the line, Anderson to shoot 2. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Anderson gets the first one to drop in. Anything important from Lois that we need to pass on to people?
No, she just didn't know one of our players. And I think he's been here since kindergarten.
Who's that?
George Meeker.
No, he came in seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, he's been here a while, though. Anderson makes one, misses one. Rebound. Gavin Watson almost had it. Great effort. They throw it ahead in the corner. Warren Berkey right on him. Carter has it. Berkey on him now. Skip pass over. Borsaw gets Gavin flying. Then Gavin hustles back and knocks away the pass back out to Reed. He can cover some ground.
He can.
Like few other kids in 3A basketball, when he is focused defensively, man, he can change the game. Blocking shots, getting his hand on the ball, getting steals, running the floor. Just has to play under control offensively. Martins backs down. Nyseth into the game. Good job, Nyseth, holding his ground. Reed, mid-range. Watson blocked a piece of it there. Nyseth with the rebound. Slows it down across half court. Gets it to Berkey. Berkey down low to Meeker. Back out in the corner. Three-pointer for Mather. No good. Ball tipped by Nyseth out of bounds. 5:17 left to go, second quarter. 17-4 Warriors. Cardinal come back in, next dead ball. Go ahead, Jake.
This Klask and I team can't really keep up with the speed of our defense. We're just flying all over him.
Causing some problems for him. Borsaw gets it down low to Martins, and that was a good pass. And a little slow on the rotation for the Warriors there, and he gets a lay-in. 17-6. Watson backs his way down, lays it up, no good, gets it back, and he's fouled. Right at the rim. Nice move. He caught the ball in that mid post. Nice one dribble, drop step, spin. Was right at the rim. Just put up a little hard.
Can't out-muscle that big guy, but he could definitely jump over him.
And spin around him, and he's not getting off the ground to block anything.
Nope.
So Watson will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Seventh team foul on Klatskanai. Berkey out, Carton in. So a little break for Evan. First one of the game. He's played the first 11 minutes and 7 seconds very, very well. Watson banks in the first one just like you draw it up. Warriors are now 4 for 6 from the foul line. 4 for 7 if you count the one with the lane violation that we didn't get. Watson banks in a pair just like you like to see them happen there. We'll take it. 19-6 Warriors. Borsaw to Warren to break the pressure. Down low, Martins. He can't get off the ground to get that. All he needed was about a 6-inch vertical there, and he could have had it. Timeout, Warriors. We'll take a break here also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 4:44 remaining to go here in the first half. 19-6 Amity. So, Jake, you were talking a little bit about the team speed of the Warriors, I think, and how that's been a difficult matchup for Klatskanai.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good analysis.
Yeah,
thanks.
I did say that.
So you don't want to add anything. You're just going to leave it at that?
I mean, yes.
He's not wrong, folks. The team speed has been a big difference in this. Warriors with the ball. They push it ahead to Meeker. Meeker against this looks like a 2-3 zone now. They changed it up on us here. High post. Watson down low. Nyseth fakes out. Goes to the basket. Misses it. Watson tips it out of bounds. No. Out of bounds off of Klatskanai. Good hustle by Gavin to make that happen, though.
Colby would have turned a little bit earlier. Wide open land.
Yeah, he was a little surprised, I think. Mather, inbound, three-pointer, no good. Nice set.
Oh.
Fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Colby on the rebound. Warriors are getting some good looks from three-point range.
Yeah,
they've made two so far. Foul is on Warren, his first 18 foul against Klatskanai. Warriors have 5 team fouls. Nice F to the line, senior forward. Hits the first one. He puts more backspin on the ball. Anybody you will see.
Yeah.
just spins that thing like a top coming off his fingers. One more for the senior. Misses that one. Long rebound, Mather. In the corner, Meeker misses another three. Watson with the rebound, misses the putback. Reed with the rebound, throws it ahead. Meeker with the steal. Gets it ahead. Nyseth fakes the three. Drives all the way to the basket. Misses the lay-in. Meeker had it. They get the rebound. They push it ahead to Borsaw, and he gets a lay-in going the other way. Poor transition defense there by the Warriors. Borsaw gets the breakout. Martins with a good pass. 20-8 Amity. Warren gets a tip on the pressure. Knocks it out of bounds.
Ball stays with the Warriors.
Amity basketball under 4 minutes to go here. First half up 20-8. Meeker on the right angle extended on top. Mather swings it left side. Trent on the baseline to Colby. Nyseth pulls up from eight, misses. Warriors are getting high percentage shots every time down the floor. Just not making a high percentage of them.
Constantly getting his 2 feet away from the rim.
Borsaw with it. Berkey and Grove coming back in. Next dead ball. Warren surveys the court, directs some traffic there. Works left, hands off to Borsaw. Borsaw tries to feed high post. Nyseth with the steal. Takes it down low. Backs it out when they double him. Throws down low to Watson. Lays it up in, and he just took it away. Good hustle by Gavin. He's got four in the game. 22-8 Warriors. They needed that. Warren. Nyseth with another steal. Nyseth going to take this one in and fouled from behind. He wanted to throw that one down.
He did, yeah. I think he wanted to. The break before got a little bit too excited.
The two shots for Colby. Foul is on Warren, his second, ninth team foul. Warriors in the double bonus the last 2:57 of this half. Nyseth, one for two last time he was at the line, misses this one. Watson and Meek are out. Good minutes for Watson. Man, he makes a difference on both ends of the floor. Didn't finish real well tonight so far, but he's had his hands on a lot of rebounds and passes. One more for Colby. And that one's good. 23-8 Warriors, keeping the pressure on. Borsaw, back to Warren. They trap him. Oh. Throws a ill-advised pass. Nyseth picks it off and then almost throws it away. Turns around and says to Devin, yeah, I know, that was a stupid pass. I wasn't getting that one through anywhere. He was trying to really force the action there. It was tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. Warriors basketball. Grove over to Mather and Grove, they play catch over out on top now. Grove drives, gets in deep and draws a reach-in foul on number four. I think that's Gorley in the game. So Grove will go to the line to shoot two with a 23-8 lead.
It's amazing how much he plays like Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that. He's a more pure outside shooter than Logan. Not as strong or as big.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of the same tendencies and mannerisms on the floor. Misses the free throw though. Grove, I think, is our best free throw shooter. I mean, he's the guy, if I'm putting somebody at the line, that's the one I want. He hits the second one. So we haven't seen JJ, and that's probably because, like Reagan, he just hasn't been healthy. And if you don't need him, you can rest him a little bit. Underneath, Martins gets an easy lay-in when they break the pressure. No rotation there on the backside. Devin won't be happy about that. Can't allow that kind of press break. This isn't that good of a team. Nyseth on the left wing, 24-10 Warriors. Berkey back to Nyseth. Drive. Gives it to Grove. Little floater. Misses. Man, the Warriors are getting good looks.
They are.
Just not finishing. Warren on the right wing. In the corner. Gorley misses the three. Trent with the rebound, pushes hard. He'll take it all the way and lay it in. Trent Carton, coast to coast. Nobody stopped ball.
He's fast.
Yeah, and Combs, Coach Combs, not going to be happy about that at all. Nobody stopped that.
Nope.
What else do you have to say? I'm giving you a chance here.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. I'm getting all nervous now.
.151 remaining, second quarter, 26-10 Warriors. Not much of a crowd on hand tonight.
No.
First day of Christmas break. A lot of people out of town, I guess, already.
Just now noticing how deep our boys' team is compared to the girls.
Yeah, the girls aren't deep. Well, and Eliza Nisley wasn't here tonight, so that really hurt us as far as depth goes. But
yeah.
Yeah, there's not a huge drop-off on the bench for the boys.
No, not at all.
All right. Tigers ball. Warriors in there. Still 2-2-1 pressure here. Warren tipped away, stolen by Mather, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. That's going to be the third on Warren, their point guard. Not a good foul by him.
Nope, and he knows he's coming out.
Yep. He's untucking the jersey already.
Yep.
Yeah, just not a good foul. You make the bad play, give up the steal, and then you got to know what your foul situation is, and he had two. Of course, fouling us is not necessarily a bad thing. Mather misses a free throw. Nyseth out, and Anderson back in. Yeah, due to the sickness, all the Warriors' length with Reagan and JJ still on the bench.
Yeah.
Two missed free throws for Mike Mather. Still 26-10 Warriors. Drive by Borsaw, gets in deep, scoops it up, misses Carton with the rebound. Carton fouled as he drives up the floor by Borsaw. So same kind of thing. You miss a lay-in at one end, you're frustrated, and so you try to chase down the ball, you reach in from the side and pick up a cheap foul.
I'm sure the coach had a conversation with them about letting Trent go coast to coast. But I've been trying to stop that again.
Carton to the line. See if we can make some free throws here. Carton does. Knocks down the first. Trent with seven in the game. One more coming for the junior forward. And he hits a pair. He's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. Nobody else is better than 50%. Borsaw with it. Now Warren out of the game. We'll be interested to see. Gourley feeds a pass ahead to Reed. Reed down low, throws it away, but they end up with it, and then they throw it away again. They end up with it again down low. Missed inside, and Mather gets the rebound in traffic, takes it away from Martins, the big guy. Martins had a point-blank shot there and just was off balance. Bad footwork. Minute 5 to go, first half. Grove works to the right angle. Gets a screen from Berkey, feeds Berkey, 12-footer short.
That's a flat shot, really flat. Yeah. Don't know if that got above the rim.
Martins with a rebound. Warriors pick up their sixth foul on a loose ball foul. Going to be on Carton. That's his third. Now we'll get Meeker in and Carton out for the last 57 seconds of this half. Again, frustration foul.
Yep.
Should have had a basket in there. And if you make your shot, then your teammate doesn't pick up a foul either, right? How many times have you thought that in your career? If you just make it, I wouldn't get that loose ball foul. Reed out to Borsaw. Mike right up on him. Borsaw with it out by the center circle now. Goes left, hands to Gourley. Reed on the right wing. Moves to the right. Back out on top to Borsaw. Skips it over to Carter in the corner, Gourley. And Berkey's going to get called for a little bump there with the chest and hips, kind of. Got up into him. That'll be 1-1 for Gourley. Gourley, a sophomore guard, about 5'6". See how he does at the foul line here. He didn't look like he was excited to shoot him, and he misses that one. Rebound inside. Anderson with a muscle rebound in there. Warriors with the ball, 22 seconds. Grove Gorley on him, hand checking, should have been a foul. Gives it up to Mike. High post, Anderson. Pivots away over to Meeker. Bad spacing here by the Warriors. Now to Berkey with 7 seconds. Curls. Bounce pass. Anderson lays it up and in. Berkey with another great pass.
That was a great pass.
And that is the end of the first half, folks. The score, Amity 30 and Plattsconai 10 as we go to the half on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors with a 30-10 lead over Klatskanai at halftime. Warriors were led in the first half. Trent Carton with 8 points, Grove with 5, and then a whole bunch of people. Anderson, Berkey, Mather with 3, Niseth with 2, Watson with 4, Meeker with 2, and a couple of guys who are rotation players who not playing because they've been sick, and maybe they'll get a few minutes second half, maybe not. I don't know what Devin's plan is there, but J.J. Howard, Reagan Clark, who are your two best inside players, really, not playing in the first half, not needed. Andrew Grove going to take a three, or Logan Grove for half court, trying to get a pop. He misses. Josh Schwartz says, let me show you how it's done, and almost hit it, rims it in and out. So an easy first half, Jake. Jake Bernard's with me here, taking Ron's spot, doing his first radio work. So give me your rundown. What did the Warriors do well in the first half? What did they do poorly?
Well, what they've done well is they've really hustled on both ends of the floor. I mean, out-rebounded Klatskanai. Obviously, scoring more points, it's always a good thing.
Always a good thing, especially at a 3-1 ratio.
Yeah. Things they've done poorly, I'd say, is they've made some pretty risky passes that haven't really paid out. A few times, yeah. Colby Niseth won on that fast break. But a lot more positives than negatives to take away from this game so far.
For sure. And I felt like the Warriors have done a great job of moving the ball and getting high percentage shots. They just haven't shot a high percentage.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, those are, when you're a coach, what you're trying to do is get your offense to get the right shots.
Yeah.
You can't control whether the ball goes in, but you're trying to set things up so that people get good shots, and they've gotten good shots.
They have, yeah. They've gotten a lot of good shots. I mean, someone almost got drilled there, but probably about 65% of their shots have been within 5 feet of the rim, it seems like.
We've made about a fourth of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shots where if you ask the kids, they'd be like, yeah, I should have made that shot. My goodness, you know, we missed some lay-ins, missed a bunch of short ones, and sometimes two or three times on the same trip down the floor.
Yeah.
So, a little rough. But, you know, it's just, I talked about it before you came on the air, we're not a great shooting team. But we do work the ball well. We play good defense overall. We had a couple of breakdowns on the press where we gave up lay-ins. And that's something that Devin will keep working with them on. It's just a rotation thing. Yep. You gotta have that backside's gotta come. And, you know that's something that takes time as a unit to really develop that cohesiveness when you press. That everybody goes where they're supposed to go and trust the other person to be there.
Still pretty early in the season. They have a lot of time to figure that out.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll take a break for a couple more minutes and be back with the start of the third quarter from Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville. Pretty sure I had you guys back a little sooner than that. The commercial was done. But Jake didn't hit the right button, so we didn't come back soon enough. He didn't know he was supposed to hit the button. So.
Did not. It's my fault.
Klatskanai ball to start the third quarter. They try to dump it inside. Tipped away. Stolen. Niseth with a hand on that one. Mather drives. Scoops. And they're going to call offensive foul. That guy was way under the basket. Yeah. But good try by Mike. Got to jump stop and elevate straight up on that. That's Mike's first foul of the game. First team foul here. Or second foul of the game. First team foul here in the third quarter. Warriors still in their 2-2-1 pressure. They got the ball in the Schroll. He plays a little catch in the backcourt, now gets it across. Schroll picks up his dribble, high post, Warren, feeds down low to Martin, lays it up in. They drew that up at halftime.
Yep.
Feed your point guard at the high post and let him decide what to do with the ball, find Morton's. Martin's down low. Warriors almost turn it over there, down low. Niseth lays it up, was fouled, no call. Carton with the follow. Carton with 10 in the game. 32-12 Warriors. Schroll. Warren traveled. Yeah. They were a little slow on the whistle, but they got it.
I was wondering if they're going to call that.
Yeah, no argument from anybody in the gym because everybody saw that one. Warren caught the ball and kind of bobbled it as he took about three steps there. Warriors against a 1-2-2 press here. Get it across. Nice up in the corner. Drives baseline, steps through, and draws a foul. Good job by Colby there. He's going to get two foul shots.
Thought they were going to call travel there.
They could have, I think.
Colby thought so, too.
Yeah, my wife thought so, too. But that looked like a travel. But I guess you just, as an official, you say, well, the bump came first.
Yep.
All right, so. Minute gone here, third quarter. Both teams have scored a couple. It's 32-12. Nyseth takes his time and misses it. Rims it in and out. At some point, it kind of starts to get in your head a little bit sometimes. Yeah. You ever had that experience, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I dreaded the free throw line.
One more for Nyseth. He hits the second one. Remember at a game, we had triple overtime, we won the game. I was 11 out of 15 from the foul line. I remember saying to my dad the next day, like, I said, there's a steal by Nyseth. Looking ahead, pushing hard. Now puts the brakes on him, resets. Grove, foul line, gets in deep, over to Nyseth. Pulls up from six and hits it. Nice shot.
That was a great shot.
I said to my dad, I said, what'd you think about the 11 for 15? He says, it seems like you missed four foul shots. Wow. Cold. So, loose ball, rebound, saved by Carton after the miss. Berkey pushes ahead to Mather, puts the brakes on, down low Carton on the baseline. He likes to work there, kicks it back out. Berkey, stutter step from 12, rims it, won't stay. Ball, Nyseth muscles it. Triple teamed. And a jump ball. Warriors ball. Nyseth's like, you gotta be kidding me. I got fouled all over the place.
There's three guys on his back.
But Colby was only aware of two of them. So, big guy. Alright. Berkey will inbound on the alternating possession. 35-12 Warriors go in the corner to Carton. It was tipped. He pulls it in and hits the three. They tipped the pass. Carton caught it. And then buried the three. 38-12 Carton with, I believe, 13 in the game. Nyseth with a steal. They're going to get him for the foul.
Yep, 13 is what I have to.
Coach McShane making sure he gets the defense he wants. 2-3 zone on this inbounds. Second team found the Warriors. First on Colby. That's pretty good. Stayed out of foul trouble tonight. They toss it in out on top to Warren, back in the corner. They play a little catch out there, Warren on top, and then throws it away. I don't know what Schroll thought, threw it right at him. Oh, look at this. Reagan's going to come into the game for the first time this year. He's been sick. He was sick. He got his wisdom teeth out. He traveled for 2 weeks, got back, got sick again. Finally seeing the court. So, first minutes of the year for the senior post. Grove up to Berkey on the right side. Holds on to it. Little dribble drive. Now back out to Grove. Looking at this zone here. It's a 2-3. In the corner. Carton misses. Oh, Reagan's in the scorebook as he takes out Martin's.
Oh.
And Martin's weighs what? 260, 270?
Oh, yeah.
He went down hard. Whatever. Reagan hip checked him. Reagan's first foul. Got that in about 8 seconds, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds, I think is what we said. 10 seconds, he got his first foul. He's in the book.
Yeah.
5.5 to go, third quarter, 38-12 Warriors. Officials are talking things over here. I'm not sure what this is about. Three-man officiating crew here. Borsaw to Warren. 1-2-2 press for the Warriors. Over to Schroll, breaks the pressure up the left side. Now they double. He pushes. They're going to get a block on Berkey. I don't know, a lot of arm extension there by Schroll. Fourth team foul already on the Warriors in this third quarter. Tigers are going to be shooting a lot of free throws. Carton almost got the steal. Good defense. Schroll drives, scoops, and scores. Yeah, that's the problem with gambling is sometimes you leave everybody else exposed.
Yep.
Berkey, bounce pass ahead, knocked away by Martins. He saves it to Berkey. Meeker with the drive, going to get Clark for clearing out. Reagan put a body, tried to do the moving, the post-up screen there. So he's got two. Yeah, you know, it's his first game of the year. It's a little out of practice setting that, that post-screen thing. Not all officials will call that, but that one wasn't very subtle. There's a drive by Borsaw, misses. Rebound Carton, and he's fouled. This game's getting a little sloppy here.
It is.
38-14, 4:49. I think if I'm Devin, I come down and I said, let's run it for about 30 seconds. Just to run the offense and settle everybody down.
Slow it down.
Into the game. Carter replacing Reed. Berkey with it, ahead to Meeker on the left side. Meeker to the middle, leaves it for Grove. Both teams pressing. That's another way that things can get sloppy sometimes, is if it presses a little too aggressive, you get a lot of reach-ins and loose balls and just kind of ugly. Grove on top, swings it to Carton for a deep three. Looks good. Short. Rebound. Pulled down by Stroll, who jumps into Carton and travels. Slid that pivot foot, trying to draw the foul on Carton. Carton did a good job of giving ground there.
He did, yeah. I don't think three thought he was going to give that ground.
Berkey with it, ahead to Meeker. Meeker might have traveled. Give it up to Grove, or it might have just been great footwork. Berkey skip pass to Grove. Drives. Nothing there. Back out to Meeker. Trying to figure out what they want to do here. Into Meeker in the high post. Spins. Travel. Nope. Going to get a push. That's going to be on Warren. That's his fourth. When he went out of the game, they had nothing going on in terms of press break.
No. No.
In the second quarter. Carton, step back three. No good. Clark with the rebound inside. Foul. That's what he does.
Yeah.
When Reagan is healthy and playing, there's no better rebounder around. He gets everything. He's quick, he's strong, and he wants every rebound. And that's, you know, with rebounding, part of it's athleticism and hard work, but part of it's just a desire to want the ball. Clark gets the first free throw, a little flat, but it goes in. First point of the year for the senior post. But we're a different team when we rotate him in. It just gives us so much more depth on that glass. Misses the second one, but we're going to get in. Nope, that was Berkey into the lane again.
Reagan also wears out the opposing team's big.
Right, because he puts a body on you all the time.
Yeah.
Both ends of the floor, he's banging on you.
Yep.
And not all guys like that.
No.
Very few high school players play that style anymore. 39-14 Warriors. They pass it ahead. There's a steal. Brant Bell saves it. Clark with it. Pushes it ahead to Berkey. Berkey puts the brakes on as he crosses half court. Brant Bell into the game. He'll take a three from the right corner. It's it! Brant Bell into the game and fire on all cylinders. Both ends of the floor. 42-14. Warren drives, leaves it for Borsaw. Excuse me. I get his name out right. Borsaw out by the center circle with it over to Stroll. Stroll. Warriors in a zone here. Stroll leaves it for Warren out top with his four fouls. Warren to Borsaw. They just have nothing going to the basket. Everything's around the perimeter. Borsaw over to Warren. Now they try to feed the low post. Backs down Clark, going to pick up Reagan's third foul.
Yeah, that's 3 minutes in.
Playing like Audrey.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that. Like sister, like brother.
Yeah.
Who? Arvy knows. Arvy Nelson has watched them both play. Martins misses the first one. He's got six in the game. Part of that is just, you know, early in the season when you haven't been playing, it's just kind of just finding your balance and your footwork.
Yep. Almost picked up another one there.
Martins misses both. And a traveling violation called on Borsaw, who took that rebound away from Bell. Bell didn't box him out.
Nope.
Can't get lazy out there. 42-14. It takes discipline to practice fundamentals when the game's not close, but this is the time to really work on some stuff like a scrimmage instead of a game. Deep three, Meeker. It was halfway down. Clark tips it. Berkey ends up with it, and he's fouled. Great job by the Warriors on the offensive glass there. Reagan got a hand on it. Berkey chased it down and took it quickly to the basket. They're going to get him on the pass off, I guess. That's interesting. I thought he was shooting. 15 foul on the Tigers. The Warriors have 6. Get it into Bell. Three-pointer. Halfway down. Won't stay. Berkey with the rebound. Down low to Clark. Lays it up and in. Great pass by Berkey. What did I tell you in the pregame? Berkey's passing is phenomenal. Now, I don't know what this call is. No, they said that was after the shot, so it's going to be Warriors ball out of bounds. And that should be the fifth on Warren. They say he's only got 4, so one of them earlier must not have been on him. So Warren out of the game with 2:30 to go, third quarter. 44-14 Warriors. Berkey inbounds to Grove in the right angle. Back to Berkey. Skips it over to Bell. He'll take another 3. Short. Oh, no! They're going to get Reagan for a foul on that one. He had his hand on the ball. No, they don't get it. It's on Bell. I thought, man, Reagan had a hand on top of the ball. I thought the official was blocked out, might have called it. Turned out it was on Bell. 17 foul. We're shooting free throws the rest of the night, Jake. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Both teams are in the bonus. This is not good for flow of the game. Vrell in and Mather in. Going to get Berkey and Grove out.
Bell sure is not afraid to shoot it, is he?
No, and he's actually a pretty decent three-point shooter.
Yeah.
He's streaky, but he has a pretty good-looking shot. It's the other things that keep him out. There's a miss and a lane violation on the Tigers. So I don't even know who was shooting that. Was that Borsaw shooting? I don't know. Whoever it was, it doesn't count.
Is that the third lane violation this game?
It is the third lane violation. We have 2, and they have 1 now.
Wow.
They back the pressure off. It's 44-14. Mather to Meeker out on top. Meeker back to Mather. In the corner, Bell feeds Clark down low. Turns. Not there. Back out to Vrell. Mather on top. Mather drives, hangs, and scores. Good ball movement.
He talked to Reagan about using the drop step there.
Yeah, you can talk to him. He might listen to you. I don't know. Don't listen to me. 46-14 Warriors. Mather with a good take there, though. Got in deep. Took what they gave him. Martins kicks it out to Reed. Back to Martins. Turns, hook shot, up and in. Wow. First time we've seen it with an aggressive move.
Yeah.
Everything else has been trying to back it down and take a lay-in. That was a little hook shot off the glass.
Good move.
Now it's hard to stop. A hook shot. You get that ball up, even though he's given up an inch or two to Reagan. Mather with a carry there. Got a little loose with the dribble. Minute 33 to go, third quarter, 46-16 Warriors. Yeah, the hook shot's very underrated anymore. Get it off on almost anybody. Schroll with it, left side. Ward. Martins on top, Warriors in man-to-man defense. Step back, deep three, no good. Vrell with the rebound. That was Carter with that long shot. Mather pushes ahead to Meeker, drives baseline, hangs, scores. Clark took Martins out of the play with a post up, and Meeker saw that and just took it all the way along the baseline. There was no way for Martins to get around and help. So what Reagan was trying to do earlier and got called for because he was moving doing it, sliding sideways. There's a drive and a reach-in foul on Mike Mather, blocking foul. That'll put Borsaw on the line to shoot 1-on-1. That's the third foul on Mather, I believe. 18 foul on the Warriors. 48-16 Amity.
Checking in for the Warriors, number 11.
Clark going to go out. Gavin in. Be interested to hear how Reagan felt running up and down the floor. He had that cold and then the flu back to back. I don't think his lungs are anywhere near in shape
still
yet.
Recovering.
couple of minutes and take a break.
And that can linger for a while. You get that down in your lungs. And
oh, yeah. Had bronchitis as a senior. It lasted for over a month.
Gavin Watson.
Watson with the rebound after the missed shot by, I think it was Borsaw. Nice drive by Mike Mather. Lays it up and in. Took it right to the basket. Mather with 7 in the game.
Oh, yeah. That's a travel.
That's a travel, yeah.
Can't do that.
Schroll.
Traveling on the Tigers.
On a little give and go from the wing. And I don't know. 4 or 5 steps. Whatever he took in there.
Yeah.
Warriors with the ball up 50-16, 30 seconds to go. No pressure from either team right now. Mather hands off to Varell. The drive, dishes. Gavin hangs and scores. Nice pass by Varell. Watson with 6 now. Warriors getting all kinds of good shots. There's a deep 3.
Wow. Warrior head.
From Carter. Their first 3 of the game. That was Devin McShane range. Other end, Meeker turns around, misses a 3. Mather battles, gets the rebound. That is the end of the third quarter with the score. Amity, 52, and Plaskett, 19. We'll be back on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Fourth quarter. Yes, we play 4 quarters. 52-19 Warriors. Schroll takes the ball for the Tigers. Gets it over on the right side. Borsaw drives deep. Scoops. Score. No. Kemzak out. Watson with the rebound. His pass tipped away, but the Warriors recover it. Mather with the ball. Cross half court. Sets things up here. Works to the right. Looking for a screen from Watson. Gets it. Rolls. Oh, he had Watson and missed him. Bell out on top. I'd try that one again. Oh, my goodness. Watson had a wide open lay-in. They work the round. Meeker down low. Watson hangs and draws the foul. His hang time always catches people off guard. Yep. He goes up. You think he's shooting. He's not. He's just going up, and then he's going to shoot. He can hang in the air like few high school players.
Oh, yeah.
Watson with 2. First one. Bounces around. No good.
Need to work on some free throws here for Anthony.
You think?
Yeah.
It's a little shaky, isn't it? They are free points there for the taking. No defense. The defense is between your ears. Watson hits the second one. So he's actually 3 for 4 today from the foul line.
Lane violation.
You're kidding again? So that's the 4th one, 3rd on the Amity. There's another discipline issue, right? Man, I didn't even see that. I was marking it down. Schroll drives, traveled, no call, lays it up and in. A tough shot. Got away with another extra step, I think, in there. Warriors with the ball. Bell, left corner 3. No good. Watson with the rebound out to Mather. My goodness. On top, Vrell for 3. Banks it. No good. Long rebound. Mather again. Down low. Loses it. Warriors ball. Oh, they're going to say it went off of the Warriors. I don't think so. Into the game in Cabo. Replaces Schroll. McShane looking to go on a 3-game win streak here. Willamina, Catlin Gable, and Klatskanai. And there's a travel on Borsaw. Took that extra step. They watch a lot of NBA, you know?
Yeah.
Where you get away with a lot of stuff, and then you get to high school. And it happens a lot when they play a lot of rap ball, and they don't hold each other accountable, and they develop some bad habits sometimes. You get an official that's watching for those things, the carries, the extra step. Into the game for the Warriors, Dyer and Anderson and Grove along with Vrell still. Ooh, and there's a pick by Warren. Nice defense on Grove. Gavin Watson still in the game. Another deep 3 for Carter. Misses this one. Rebound inside Borsaw. Spins, lays it up, missed that one. Fanny Dyer with good defense there. Ball tipped away by Borsaw, taken by Warren. Warren gets it back to Carter at the Warrior head. Over to Warren on top. Down low, Borsaw fakes back out to Warren for 3. Good. Now, the defense is not quite what it was a little while ago. Warren's first points of the game. Go ahead.
They have some of their starters in against some swingers, so see how that goes.
Grove with the drive all the way. He's fouled by Warren. That'll be five. Interesting. Warren going to leave the game with 3 points, but easily their best player. He's their point guard. Kind of controlled things, kept them from more turnovers than what they had by making some good ball handling decisions. Into the game, number 11, Jack Bergman, junior forward, who looks like he could use some protein supplements. Grove hits a free throw. No lane violation. Check it again. I don't know. We've had 3 of them tonight. Goodness.
Four.
Well, we've had 3. They've had 1, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, 4 lane violations on the night. It's crazy. I've never seen that many in a game. Well, middle school I have, but not in high school. Grove hits a pair.
Yeah, I can hardly remember any games with lane violations when I was playing.
They're rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, again, undisciplined, right?
Yep.
You gotta be disciplined. Warriors back on defense, playing man-to-man. Borsaw with it, looking for cutters, nothing there. Now he's gonna drive and run down Grove, and a blocking foul on Grove.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
That was a hard hit.
It was. Andrew gets up shaking it off a little bit. That's like playing football right there.
Wow. Those are the calls you get though when you're up by so much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 4:09 left to go in this one. Pretty sure that should have been a running clock. We were up by 30. Borsaw, I think when you go up 30 anytime in the fourth quarter, it's a running clock. Borsaw hits the first one. It doesn't matter. We don't care. One more coming for Borsaw. And misses that one. We're going to get a Trent Garnt with the rebound, and there's a foul.
More free throws.
We need that.
Yep.
We need to work on it. Garnt to the line. He's actually done all right tonight. He's 4 out of 4 from the line.
Good running clock here, then.
Grove's 3 out of 4. Maybe. I don't know if he'll do it or not. Carton misses. Free throw. Rebound. Gonna have a foul on, loose ball foul on Dylan Anderson, which means we're gonna go to the other end and shoot free throws. 2 of them. At some point, Devin's just gonna stand up and yell, stop fouling. We're never gonna get out of here if we keep fouling. 3:50 to go. Warriors are up by 29 points. To the line, number 22, Chris Noss, a junior. Banks in the first one. Yeah, it's hard to believe this team was 3-1 that they beat anybody, right?
Yeah.
So. But I think he banks him too. I think part of it is that the Warriors do play good defense when their starters are in there.
Yeah.
We've got a timeout taken. We'll keep it right here. Second timeout. Get a little Bruce Springsteen on here. Santa Claus is coming to town. My wife says that's a thumbs down. We need to get some people dancing here.
Yeah. There always been 3 refs in regular.
No, it's gone to that the last couple of years. It started out that way at the big schools, and it's kind of trickled down.
Yeah. I know for playoffs they always had the 3 refs. But.
All right, we are ready to go here. 3:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. 54-27 Warriors, and the ball: Vrell, Grove, Dyer, Anderson, and Carton on the floor. They go high post. Anderson. Carton back door.
Oh.
Fouled and scores! Trent Carton with a great finish. Fearless going in there. I think the defender got the worst end of that.
Yeah, he's...
Because I think when Trent saw him coming, he just went ahead and led with the knee.
Yep.
Guy undercut him. Foul's going to be on Noss. The official talking with him a little bit, maybe about being careful about undercutting people when they're in the air. It's pretty dangerous. Carton hits a free throw, converts the three-point play. Back into the game, Reed. He replaces Bergman. Warriors playing man-to-man defense here in this fourth quarter, figuring out who they've got with some new guys in the game. Borsaw with it. Over to Nkabo. Nkabo looking for a cutter, kicked by Grove out of bounds. Reset that shot clock. That's coming next year, by the way.
The shot clock.
We will have shot clocks in varsity games next year. Looking forward to that.
How long are they giving us? 35 seconds?
I don't know. Probably 30 or 35. I'm not sure which yet. I don't remember. I think somebody told me. Work the ball around the top. Borsal take a three. Little left. Carton high for the rebound. Pushes ahead to Anderson. Anderson to Dyer. Lays it up and no good. Great pass break. Right there. Borsaw with it. Hesitation. Euro step and he traveled. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Get a little sloppy. Reagan back into the game. He'll replace Anderson. Gonna get Reagan some conditioning here in game work. And hopefully not fouling him out. He's only got two, right?
Three.
I thought he had two. He didn't. The third one was on somebody else, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. They look inside to Clark down low. Ball knocked away. He gets it back. Feeds Grove. Grove turns. And he is. They're going to go on for a travel. The kid landed on him.
Yeah.
He said he traveled first. Going to get Mather back in for Grove. Grove got landed on pretty hard there. I think he was ready to come out.
Yeah.
He also took a pretty good hit down here on that drive. So
yeah.
He might be like, I've had enough of this team. Especially after what happened to Trent down here. It's like, do you really want to be in there?
Starting to get a little physical.
Sloppy, right? Physical and sloppy is a bad combination.
Yeah.
Borsaw leaves it. They go out in the corner. Gorley drives, hangs, misses. Clark with the rebound. Vrell pushes up the left side. In the corner, Carton looking inside, not there. Carton dribbles around the top, starts to drive. Mather for three, no, air balls that one, left by 3 feet. Not even close. There's a steal by Mather going the other way though. To Carton, Carton drives, hangs, misses. Offensive foul. Carton a little smirk on his face as he comes out of there talking to his coach. He was pretty aggressive on that drive. They had a kid back. Gorley for three. No good. Rebound. Thani Dyer tips it. Borsaw should have got a hook. Instead, there's a foul called on Mather. But the clock's running. We're up 30. That'll probably do it.
Oh, stopped it.
Oh, they stopped it. Never mind.
I don't know why it's not running.
57-27 Warriors. Borsaw to the line. Shoot two, double bonus action. Hits a free throw. One more coming for Borsaw. He's got six in the game. And still has six. Dyer with the rebound. Mather walks it up with 20 seconds over to Vrell. Back to Mather. Out to Carton. They're going to keep pressuring. Warriors will dribble it out. Carton takes a couple dribbles. Would like to take it in and try to dunk it, but that'll do it. 57-28, the final here for the Warriors against the Clatskanie Tigers. We'll be right back with some final numbers for you after these messages on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark, Jake Bernard's here, wrapping things up. Warrior boys follow up the Warrior girls with a blowout of the Clatskanie Tigers. Long trip back for them.
Yeah.
A couple hours of bus ride back after getting blown out in both your games. 57-28, the final for the Warriors. Warriors were led tonight. Trent Carton was 16, and then a lot of balance. 7 for Grove and Mather. 6 for Watson, 5 for Nyseth, 3 each for Clark, Bell, Berkey, and Anderson. Really, this game turned on the Warriors' defense early in the game. They just dominated that end of the floor.
Yeah.
So, anything to add, Jake?
Oh, man. I don't know. Well said, Jeff. Everything was well said.
We're going to work on Jake's analysis here.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, Banks is coming here. Promises to be a much more competitive game for both the girls and the boys. So we'll be back on the air for that. Girls should tip off by 6 o'clock. We should be on the air by 5:45, 5:50, something like that. So make sure that if you can't be here, you are with us on the air. Until then, it's another great night to be a Warrior. Have a good evening, everybody.